Now, the United Nations Security Council will vote on a draft resolution calling for an end to the Israeli occupation and recognition of the Palestinian state. The draft resolution will be presented to the council on Monday and is expected to be put to the vote on Tuesday. However, officials say the consultations may continue until Wednesday. Palestinians are seeking a vote on the resolution on Wednesday if they were guaranteed 9 votes at the Security Council, even if the United States plan to veto it. It remains unclear how the permanent members of the council plan to vote. However, Jordan's UN ambassador, the Arab representative at the council, says they want an agreement with all 15 council members on their side. Let's speak to Norman Finkelstein. He's an author and lecturer, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, as Jordan's UN ambassador said, they want all 15 council members on their side. Is that even possible?
Well, the first thing we have to look at is what the resolution actually says, and that will determine whether or not you can get 15 votes. The resolution is not awful, but it has a lot of significant weaknesses, at least the version I've had a chance to see. Number one, on the question of the borders of the Palestinian state, it says the borders have to be mutually agreed upon. That means Israel will have a veto power over where the actual border is. Number two, on the question of resolving the refugee question, it refers to the Arab Peace Initiative. But the Arab Peace Initiative says that the refugee question, or how many refugees return to Israel, has to be mutually agreed upon. So on the refugee question, Israel will also have a veto. Number three, this resolution says it puts at the center of negotiations security, which means Israeli security. That means for the first time, the issue of security has been elevated to the top issue. It's at the center of negotiations, which means it's above borders, it's above refugees, it's above Jerusalem. So on the question of security, since it's the center of negotiations, Israel will have a third veto. So as the resolution now reads, Israel will have a veto in the negotiations on all the critical issues, on borders and refugees and security. So I don't think it's not a resolution that's really going to advance in any significant way the Arab, the Palestinian case at the political level.
So then why do you think is the PA pushing for this resolution in the UN Security Council? And why is Israel taking such a hostile approach towards it?
Well, the answer to the first question is that the PA has been huffing and puffing for so long that it's sort of like the story of Henny Penny, who goes around saying the sky is falling. The children's story, Henny Penny. They have to show something already. They killed the Goldstone report. They did nothing about lifting the siege of Gaza. They never went to the International Criminal Court, as they threatened to do. So they have to show something for their labors. So they think passing this resolution will give them some sort of legitimacy. Of course, it won't.
And to my second question, Mr. Finkelstein, about why Israeli officials are being so standoffish about this?
Basically, it's because Israel is going through another election cycle, and the party which shows itself to be most rigid, most ideological, most obstinate, recalcitrant, the party which shows itself to be most concerned about security, is the one that likely will carry the day in the elections.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Author and lecturer Norman Finkelstein there joining us from New York via Skype. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.